not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you have a call you'd like to make to us today for our guest or a question, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And with that, I have Laura Winther in the studio with me here. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm doing really great. Thanks.
And you're with the the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition.
Yes.
Boy, how long have I known you?
A really long time. I don't think you want to date either one of us here.
Well, a millennium, anyway. Yes. How's that? Let's say a millennium.
There we go. Yeah.
So how did you become working with the Alaska or the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition?
My day-to-day job is with the Alaska court system, mm-hmm. and kind of part of my other duties as assigned is to be on the steering committee of the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition, and so I got involved with them in, I believe it was early 2021. So, as the court representative on their steering committee.
So you're putting all this together because you're on the steering committee.
Pretty much. Well, now I chair the steering committee, and I've been doing that since October of 2022. This is the third resiliency conference that I've helped kind of put together and attended. So I'm really, really excited about it. We learn new things every year. So
what is the objectives of the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition?
So we're a grant-funded coalition, mm-hmm. and we are funded through a comprehensive behavioral health prevention and early intervention grant from the state. And so our kind of focus is on suicide prevention, substance misuse, and reducing the stigma around talking about mental health issues. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of our three main objectives in the community.
And you're having a very large gathering on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, we are doing the Resiliency Conference. This is going to be the fifth annual Resiliency Conference. So it's been going on for 5 years now, started before my time. But this year we have chosen to focus on the roots of resilience. And so for this Resiliency Conference. And so the roots of resilience are things like purpose, self-care, mindfulness, self-awareness, positive relationships. And studies have shown that as we grow these roots, so-called, we are able to face hardships better. We're able to be more resilient.
Hmm. You've done this 5 years now.
The Wellness Coalition.
Not you. But so is it taking quote roots in the community here, growing each year?
I definitely have seen a trend. We have more people registered than we did last year. I think we had more people. Actually, I think last year we had a little bit fewer people, but that's because previously we had done a Zoom remote during COVID. Last year we brought in back to in-person, and this year we've definitely have more attendance, more people signed up to attend so far.
So looking at your schedule, you guys start on Thursday, February 8th, and you guys, doors open up at 8?
Yeah, doors will open up at 8.
And then 8:30 to 8:30 do a welcome, a blessing, and a land acknowledgement by Anna Frank. Tell me about Anna.
She is Reverend Anna Frank is well known in the community. She was born in 1939, raised in Old Minto, and she has raised four children in the community. My understanding is that she is the first Alaska Native woman to be ordained as a priest in Alaska, worked for Tanana Chiefs for quite a while. She's been awarded an honorary doctorate by the UAF in 2009, and we are just so incredibly blessed to have her coming to kind of open up our program.
Yeah, and then from 8:30 to 9:30, you have Stephanie Brooks giving a closer look at Maslow's hierarchy needs. So let's pretend that I know everything, but you're going to explain Maslow to me.
So Maslow's hierarchy of needs is basically, I don't know if you've ever seen his hierarchy of needs triangle, but it's talking about if we have our basic needs met at the bottom, mm-hmm. like our need for stable housing, our need for,
food, clothing,
yes,
housing, yeah.
Those kind of things, then it allows us to kind of do these higher functioning things like, you know, self-care and discovering our purpose and being who we are. So I've known Stephanie actually quite a while, and is absolutely amazing at this. So I'm really excited. It's going to be a very interactive hour.
That sounds like a neat hour. It really does.
Yes, definitely.
And then you're going to take a little break. Then from 9:45 to 10:45, Jennifer Galvin, she's going to talk about Ashes to Advocacy. Tell me about Jennifer.
I don't know Jennifer too well, but I read through her proposal. I'm really excited. She does a lot of peer support. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that she is going to be talking about turning your past into purpose by finding your voice, sharing experience, and growing a community of hope. And that's really, really, resonates with what the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition is wanting to do in this community, is to build a community of hope, to build a community of wellness, so that we can focus on a brighter future.
The 2024 Resiliency Conference. That starts, you start out strong, but you keep going. From 11 to 12, you have Christine Schuth, the Pollyanna Problem, examining toxic positivity. That's okay. Explain that one to me.
I think there's a growing trend then saying that sometimes we can be too positive, right? And by not acknowledging some of the negatives in mm-hmm. in the world and in our life, I think that just being completely focused on the positive could almost be toxic, right? It doesn't bring healing. It doesn't bring acknowledgement to people's feelings. It doesn't bring a lot of things. So Christine actually was someone who spoke last year at our Resiliency Conference, and I am just so excited. She did an amazing job last year, and I can't wait to see exactly what she's going to be sharing this year.
I'll give you an example of toxic positivity. When I was a kid growing up, my dad would say, if you do that one more time, I'm positively going to. I believed him positively. And Fairbanks, with that, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to KFAR Radio. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have Laura Winther in here, and we are talking about the 2024 Resiliency Conference, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
You may have a very busy day planned today. I, on the other hand, have but one task, and I do it every day of the year. As your septic tank and your friend, please remember that while you're out doing your work, that I, your friend, your septic tank, am doing mine. Buried in your yard. Please have Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. It keeps me regular. I promise to last much longer and serve you much better.
The American Red Cross of Alaska serves the entire state of Alaska, and you can count on them to be there to help you in times of need. The American Red Cross of Alaska is committed to providing relief to victims of disasters and helping people prevent, prepare for, and respond to emergencies. For more details, go to redcross.org. The Fairbanks office of the American Red Cross of Alaska is located at 3501 South Lathrop Street. This message brought to you by the radio station, located downtown at 529 Fifth Avenue.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching one above. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 9 below. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 9 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Priz here with Laura Winther. She is putting on the 2024 Resiliency Conference, which is?
Thursday and Friday at the Carlson Center.
What time does it start?
Doors open at 8. Thursday will start at 8:25, and Friday will start at 8:30.
Fairbanks, what happened is, you know, I go to a certain point and I pointed at her. Come on. And she's looking at me like, why are you pointing at me?
Yes. I will also say we are going to be serving a continental breakfast starting at 8 a.m. and coffee, which is probably more important than the breakfast, from 8 to 8:30, both Thursday and Friday morning.
You know, looking at, we haven't gone through it all the agenda yet, but looking at this, You cover so many areas that there's going to be something here for everyone multiple times over.
Definitely.
There really is. From on Thursday, we're still on Thursday, and from 1 to 2, you have Brian Taylor, the keynote, Direction Determines Destination.
Yes. Yeah. So he is going to be examining the question, you know, what is my destination in life? Kind of, he feels that once you determine where you want to be, then you have to get on the right path and go the right direction to get there. So I'm really interested to hear what he has to say about, you know, how do we determine your destination in life? Like, how do you determine where you want to be?
And he brings you through that.
I believe he will, yeah. I've been read through his.
How did you find him as a keynote speaker?
So we actually, this year was the first year that we put out requests for people who wanted to speak at the conference. Previous years, we've always kind of done a theme and then reached out to different people that we know speak in certain areas. Mm-hmm. And so this year was the first year that I know of, at least, that we put out requests for speakers, and we got some just amazing. Well, you can see we got some amazing people who put in for to speak at the Resilience Conference, and it came together so organically. The agenda came together really organically, which was wonderful. I think it's going to be just an amazing conference.
How many people are working with you on this conference?
We have a group of, I think, 5 or 6 that meet every once a week to go over this. We have just people from different areas of we've got Brenda Hensey Nelson from Interior AIDS Association. Carol Anthony is with the Foundation Health Partners. Marsha Oss is the Fairbanks Reentry Coalition. And then Paige Poston is our Fairbanks Wellness Coalition coordinator. So we've all been kind of working on this together.
Let's talk about Marsha Oss.
Yes.
I don't know if, well, in the hierarchy of things, I'm her boss.
Okay.
But she's more of my boss in the hierarchy of things.
Yeah.
An incredible lady.
She is. She is.
You know, when you want to get something done, you bring in Marsha Oss.
Yes, yes. We let her know if we want to do something or if we need something. And by the time the meeting is over, I've got 3 emails from her connecting me with different people and everything that we need. So she's amazing.
Very much so. And where's Brian Taylor coming up from?
He is with Fairbanks Youth Advocates.
Okay.
So he's actually also on the steering committee for the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition. So, you know, we opened it to anyone, and then
So this is mainly speakers are local.
Yes, yeah. That is something that was very important to us this year.
You have the talent here locally.
Yes.
The follow-up.
Yes. Previously, we have brought in speakers from outside, and we really felt like Fairbanks has such a rich and dynamic population mm-hmm. that we could really find some great people here in town. So everyone is local. We didn't provide any travel for anyone this year. There may be one person coming up from Anchorage that is choosing to travel on their own, but I think everyone else is Fairbanks. And I don't know who the Anchorage person is off the top of my head. I just remember seeing it.
So we go to Thursday afternoon, 2:15 to 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to mispronounce his name. Maliko Ubl?
Your guess is as good as mine, but it sounds... Ubel, maybe?
Okay. And the topic is the brain-body system, holistic approaches to self-care.
Yeah.
That sounds like a very good speaking aspect there.
Yeah, no, I'm just super excited, again, about this. I am very much one that likes to delve into that brain-body connection. And, so understanding how our different body systems manage, stress and trauma, and how that impacts us on a day-to-day, and also just some holistic self-care that we can do about that. I'm very excited about listening to her.
You know, just looking at your conference here and your agenda, it's all about, I shouldn't say all about, you're hitting mental health
mm-hmm.
hard
yes.
in a good way.
Yes.
In a self-governing way.
Yes. Yes.
Very good. And then from 3:30 to 4:30, how PTSD affects emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah Wood is doing that. She is with Aurora Counseling and Neurotherapy, and she really knows her stuff. PTSD really affects people's emotions, people's ability to feel emotions.
Mm-hmm.
People can get kind of stuck in that fight or flight when they have complex PTSD. And so I'm really... looking forward to getting a better understanding of that. And, maybe having a better understanding of that will help, people who have PTSD kind of get through that and connect more with their emotions.
Yeah, it's interesting. You can have a PTSD from so many things in life. It's just not military services.
Yeah.
Battered syndromes.
Yes.
Discrimination syndromes, things like that. There's so many ways that you can be affected, and it comes out later.
Right.
And you might not recognize it.
Yeah, anybody can suffer PTSD from any traumatic event that happens. And one of the most interesting things that I think is very interesting is that you and I can go through the same event.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say we went through the same event. We could react to that very differently, where you may be affected by it or I may be affected by it more. And, the other one of us is not quite as affected by it.
No two people are the same.
Exactly.
Hmm. Very true. Just looking at this, how does a person sign up?
So we
still got to talk about that.
So we have a Facebook page. Fairbanks Wellness Coalition has a Facebook page. We also have an event created on Facebook. I believe you can, go to there and click the link. It'll lead you to an Eventbrite. It's a completely free event. And kind of like I was saying earlier, breakfast and lunch are included both days. So the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition is providing food for all attendees to be there. So you can just come there for the day. Like I said, it'll be at the Carlson Center. And and there's also various flyers, put up around. And if you can't find Facebook, you don't have Facebook, or you can't find an event flyer, if you send an email to info@fairbankswellness.com, org. Someone will get you the link to that.
How did the court system get involved in this?
So that actually predates me. The Alaska court system has, at least in Fairbanks, has a very long-standing history of being involved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from my understanding, the court believes that it's very good to be involved in the community that we serve.
You know, I don't know about the judges, but the clerks who work in that building are so incredible.
Everyone that works in the building here in Fairbanks,
including yourself,
is so incredible. Thank you. The fourth judicial district has, especially the Fairbanks courthouse, has just the most incredible group of people working there, from the administration to the clerks to the judicial assistants to the judges. I mean, they're just incredible people. Incredible, that I am really blessed to work with every day.
I know so many of them. That, you know, you grew up with or you come across in life. And very exceptional group.
Yes.
You know, very dedicated group.
Yes.
And also, they understand silence. They don't talk about those things that go on, you know, that in the court. What happens in the courtroom stays in the courtroom.
Yes.
It's a very... They're almost Italian. Amerto, silence.
Yeah. No, I think, confidentiality and ethics go hand in hand.
When did you start putting this together, this year's?
I think we started putting it together. We started having initial conversations in October. We got a little bit of a late start this past year because the Wellness Coalition, it was a new grant year. We started a new grant in July 1 of last year. And so just kind of, you know, getting everything put together and getting the grant funds from the state and then hiring a new coordinator. Paige came on in October. We weren't really able to start working on this until then. So I'm so impressed by the limited amount of time that we've had so far this year and just how incredible it's all coming together. It's been amazing.
So a person wants to attend, how do they go about attending?
Go on Facebook, click the link. We have our Facebook page.
The Fairbanks Wellness Coalition Facebook page.
Yep, Fairbanks Wellness Coalition Facebook page. There's various signs around town, and if you don't see any of that or you don't have access to Facebook, email info@fairbankswellness.org.
So a person can basically go there for two full days or just sort of pick and choose?
Yeah. You can go there for two full days. You can go for the, you know, ones that the sessions that you're interested in or the ones that you can attend.
Yeah.
If you have a job that you need to be at for the morning, but you can come for the afternoon, definitely, you know, just come
when
you can.
There's something there for everyone sometime during this event.
Yes.
How did you go about choosing the lineup, the agenda?
So, like I said, we put in a request for speakers. We had a lot of really great, wonderful people put in to speak at the conference. And then we kind of asked about availability, and it just looked like when I was putting things together, kind of doing a little bit of a logic model to see who was available when to come.
Oh, I don't understand logic models, but go ahead.
That's
really a big word for me, logic model.
Oh, I love logic models or logic problems. When I was putting together it, you know, it just, like I said, it came together so organically. It just seemed that people were available in a time that fit for them. And it feels like Thursday is more focused on you know, kind of an overarching topics. Like, they're very broad topics, whereas on Friday's agenda, we have more focused topics, more, you know, for particular focused groups of people or, we haven't talked about Friday's
agenda. We'll get there.
But it just kind of came together, like I said.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to leave you with some bumper music here. Cracker, Teen Angst, what? I have no idea what that is. I don't do this. Then we're going to go into some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, and some weather. But here's some cracker teen angst what.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Buckingham Palace says that King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer. It has begun treatment. The palace says the cancer is not related to his recent treatment for benign prostate condition. They didn't say what form of cancer the 75-year-old monarch had, but Charles became king September of 2022, and his mother, of course, Queen Elizabeth II, died at the age of 96. In a statement, the palace says the king will continue to attend to state business and looks forward to returning to full public duty. President Biden in Las Vegas campaigning this weekend. The president crediting his supporters with helping him win in 2020 against former president and current 2024 Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
They're the reason that Donald Trump is a former president. And you're the reason he'll make Donald Trump a loser again.
The Nevada primary is coming up Tuesday. Nevada Republicans opted for caucuses on Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A roof collapse in Anchorage makes it at least 19 since last winter. Alaska News Source reports that two non-injury structural collapses on Sunday continued a concerning trend of older commercial structures in Anchorage buckling under the weight of heavy and deep snow. According to the Anchorage Fire Department, the collapse occurred just miles apart across the Seward Highway from each other. The first in the morning near West International Airport Road and Leona Drive, described as minor, and the second near East Dowling Road, causing more substantial damage. There have been at least 19 roof collapses in Anchorage since last winter, with AFD confirming that a January 8th collapse was the 16th since last winter. The city has issued guidance on snow removal and stress of snow on roofs. And in Fairbanks, a multi-car accident closed a portion of the Johansson Expressway between University and Pager Road for a period of time this weekend. Now would be a good time for a reminder to always drive with your lights on and to slow down and watch the distance between you and the
streaming
cars
live online at KFAR660.com.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. Part-time service also provides education benefits so you can complete the education you need to reach your career goals. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at nationalguard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Honda EU 2200i generators are $200 off now at the Woodway. Be ready for the next winter cold snap power outage. Take advantage of these savings and keep your lights on. Buy your dependable Honda generator now. And there's still plenty of winter left. Buy your brand new Honda snow thrower. They were ordered last June and they're finally arriving. Buy yours while you can for the snow yet to come. Honda generators and snow throwers. Be ready the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Peruse in the studio here with Laura Winther. We're talking about a conference she's putting on, the Roots of Resilience 2024 Resiliency Conference. You put a lot of work into this.
We did, yeah.
No, you've put a lot of work into this.
We did, yes. Yes.
Laura's been a friend of mine for all this millennia, so I just love throwing that stuff at her and seeing how she reacts. And she does pretty good bantering with me and waving it off. Jerk. But this, man, you're going through your first day on a Thursday.
Yes.
And again, you're so diverse going into Friday on what a person can experience or go participate in.
Yes. Yeah, we have a really great lineup. Lots of different topics, lots of different things.
So, first of all, it's all free.
Yes, 100% free.
Continental breakfasts and lunch.
Yes.
Free.
Continental breakfast and lunch is included. Water, coffee all day. Yeah.
Different programs at different times. So going into Friday, again, you're back there. Doors open at 8. Start at 8:30 with Savannah Bush, self-care for neurodivergent individuals. What's a neurodivergent individual?
Someone whose brain works a little bit differently.
Like mine.
Like yours. I mean, it could be ADHD. It could be autism. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things that would fall under neurodivergent.
You know, growing up, they didn't have ADHD back then, but I probably would have been classified as that because I hated sitting in a classroom, and I just bugged the heck out of the teacher. Yeah. And I have a slight form of dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a couple things there that I have to work on that I know of. But you discover them as you go along. So this, what she can talk about is the self-care.
Yes, and it's actually, I'm really excited about this just because I wouldn't classify myself as neurodivergent, but her proposal to speak really resonated with me in that I also kind of get overwhelmed, you know, when someone is like, oh, what are you doing for self-care? Are you going to journal? Are you going to go for a walk? And I'm like, why would I do this? You know, those don't sound like self-care things for mm-hmm. me. So
everyone is different.
Yeah, everyone's different. So I think that, by her kind of bringing in forms of self-care that can cater to autism and ADHD, but also may resonate with people who aren't necessarily in that neurodivergent category, but also feel overwhelmed just by, typical or what people would tell you to do for self-care.
Yeah. You know, I know a person, she journals. She starts out the morning journaling. You know, what is it that gets you through the day?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of times they say, wake up and think of three things that you're grateful for. And that'll help you, be positive throughout the day. And
that's not how I do it.
And it works for a lot of people. But some people, myself included, I'm kind of like, okay, I don't want to write anything down before I've had my coffee.
Yeah, I have my process in the morning. And the process is getting woke up by about 5:30 by a Dalmatian.
Very amazing.
And I don't have any divergent of that process. I mean, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. No, holiday, no matter what. And so I'm used to it. So then after that, get him, fed and cycled. And then my day starts, my day starts with reading, reading the news, getting on the internet, nice cup or three of coffee, no more than 2.5, 3, I don't want to get caffeined out. But I start slowly. I start in my mind processing what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, nice, my personal relaxation time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I start my day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, I have a child that I have to get to school in the morning, so
yeah.
I do things a little differently.
You're a mom. You have three daughters.
Yes.
She's looking passed out at this moment.
Yeah, but, getting up and getting my kiddo to school, definitely, yeah. And then kind of sitting and enjoying my coffee when I have time to.
I always cracked up about your house. I don't want to say something sexist, but four ladies in one house, my God.
Yes, it was an amazing, amazing place for a long time.
Yeah.
And just being a single mom of three girls had its challenges for sure, but they are all, two of them have graduated and are living successfully on their own and doing amazing things.
So. You survived the event so far.
I have survived so far. I have one left to kind of finish raising and see all the great things that she's going to do.
Boy, maybe she follows her mom in many great things too.
Maybe. Sometimes she wants to be a lawyer, but I would never want to. Yeah. I do work for the court, but no.
So, going back to Friday, mm-hmm. February 9th, from 8:30 to 9:30, we have Savannah Bush, self-care for neurodivergent individuals. Then you have a little bit of a break, 9:45. And what I like about this is you have breaks, you know, between 15 minutes breaks between everyone to either go over a little bit or start early, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then at 9:45, Victoria Murphy for an hour, overcoming guilt and shame.
Yeah, I think so many people struggle, myself included, struggle with guilt and shame. I think a lot of people who, you know, I grew up with a very religious background growing up, and, mm-hmm. You know, that is guilt and shame 101 for a lot of people who have grown up in religious backgrounds and a lot of other backgrounds too. It's not limited to religious. I mean, anybody who's had a very difficult parent or kind of what you might term an old school parent who did a lot of guilt tripping or shaming of their children. I mean, we all kind of have this guilt and shame that we have to get through. That we've experienced in our lives. So,
and it's overcoming it.
Overcoming it, yeah. I'm really looking forward to kind of getting the tips and tricks that she has to overcome that guilt and shame that we've all experienced in our lives.
It seems like what you're doing is you're throughout this whole conference, you're taking issues to the individual, and you're stripping them aside and building up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's, you know, like I said, this came together so organically. We didn't seek out these speakers to speak on these exact topics. We simply just asked people when it comes to the roots of resilience, we had them listed out, like, what are things that you could speak on? And we have just had the most amazing group lineup of speakers that have come from this. So I'm really, really excited.
Then we come into 11 to 12. Brighton Brooks, Embodiment as a Bridge to Community Resilience.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, you know, Brighton does, you know, movement therapy and wellness, and she does Fairbanks Dance. The Fairbanks Wellness Coalition has actually partnered with her previously on a movement workshop. And so I'm really, really excited to... you know, to see kind of what she's talking about and you know, has how embodiment as a method of developing kind of self-awareness, self-care, what that's going to look like. I don't know, you know, when you're talking about adverse childhood experiences, we're talking about ACEs. I think, you know, a lot of people talk about ACEs today. Movement, yoga, getting to know your body are one of the protective factors, one of the things that we can do to kind of overcome our adverse childhood experiences. So this just really resonates with, you know, as we're moving our bodies and getting to know them, we're able to kind of overcome some of the things in our past and to be more resilient.
The things you learn by working at the courthouse.
Yes.
Well, did you expect anything like this?
No.
Good.
No. I mean, one of the things that we do at the courthouse, or one of my jobs at the courthouse, is to work with families and talk a lot about childhood development and adverse childhood experiences, and how to kind of make divorce and custody battles not a adverse childhood experience for Fairbanks's children today. And so, you know, this really just goes in line with what my job is at the courthouse and what I enjoy working with people on. So.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have Laura Winther in the studio here with me. We're talking about this Thursday and Friday, the 2024 Resiliency Conference, Roots of Resilience, put on by the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition. We'll be right back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's dark, it's cold, and that snow's gonna start loading up on a couple of those trees hanging over your yard or house. You do know that Eric and his crew at Great Alaska Tree Company work year-round, right? Troublesome trees don't wait for summer, and neither should you. Winter's the worst time for tree damage to power lines, cars, and homes. Specializing in those tricky, hard-to-reach areas, licensed, bonded, and insured, it's Great Alaska Tree Company.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Yeah, we're totally still dropping trees all winter long. Give us a call, 978-47.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. It's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching one above. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 9 below. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 9 above. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Laura Winther in the studio with me. Laura, do you like the purple padded room with the sparkles?
Yes, purple is my favorite color.
Do you like the North Korean decrepit equipment?
Sure.
You're such a nice person.
Well, I could say, I mean, how many years ago did I come in here? I think 5 years ago was the last time I was in here, and it hasn't changed a bit, so.
I know, they keep me in the dark. Keep me at the end of the hall. Purple padded walls.
The purple is awesome.
It is not.
It is great.
You know, it's. I feel like I'm in Barney's playroom.
I think Barney purple is a little lighter than this. Like, this is a regal, elegant purple.
You're such a nice person. Knock it off. But back to the task at hand. Friday afternoon, you go into the lunch hour. Who's providing the lunches?
Riverside Eats and Drinks is going to be catering it through the Carlson Center. So,
they're based out of the Regency Hotel.
No, they're based out of the Carlson Center.
Okay,
so they provide all of the catering for events at the Carlson Center, yeah. I mean, and they do other catering as well. We use them for other things. And we've used them for different, like, strategic planning sessions that we've had. We do Talk Saves Lives trainings that specifically focus on talking to people before they get suicidal or if you're concerned about someone. We put on these different community trainings and events. And Riverside is one of our main go-tos for catering. So,
very good. So, coming through lunch on Friday, God, it's a 2-day event. Mm-hmm. Lots of things people can do. Lots of things to choose from. Is this agenda on your Facebook page?
It's on the Facebook page, yes.
So someone can go to the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition Fairbanks page.
Yes.
And take a look and say, okay, I'm going to go to this. I'm going to go to this. I don't have time to go to this. This doesn't do anything for me, but I'm going to get these three things.
Yes. Yep. On the Facebook page is the agenda. And then I believe, I haven't checked Facebook today, but the plan was to start kind of putting some of the speakers and a little bit more in depth on what they're speaking about. Mm-hmm. So if you have questions, you can go look at the Facebook page. You should be able to get a little bit more in depth information on the different sessions that they're going to be.
Then we come into February 9th, Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, Julia Terry. Community Saves Lives, Nurturing Beloved Belonging.
Yeah, I actually don't know what Beloved Belonging is or Beloved Belonging is, and so I'm really, really interested and curious to see what she's going to have to, or what she's going to say about what exactly that is and how that saves lives and how that
you're part of a community.
Yeah,
basically bringing
yeah.
you in.
Yeah,
telling the story.
Yes, yeah, and so
Fairbanks is a heck of a community. I love this community.
Yes, I do too.
Sometimes I love it too much, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I know. I understand. You know, I was Well, you know, I was born and raised here.
Exactly.
I'm fourth generation Alaskan. My father was born in Juneau, but my grandmother was born here in Fairbanks.
You know what my definition of Fairbanksan is?
What?
Anyone who just came through our cold snap.
Yeah.
If you came through the last 3 weeks, you're a Fairbanksan.
Yes, yes.
If you've thought about getting your photo taken at minus 45 below, just thought. You're a Fairbanksan.
I don't know how people do that. Like, I have never. I've lived here a lot of years, and yeah. I have never gotten my picture taken at that negative 40 or negative 50 sign.
I did it one time, but I did not go bathing suit. I went suit, tie, you know, and I brought this open house sign, Prue's Real Estate Group open house sign, and I put it there, you know, like I'm having an open house for University of Alaska. And I had my dog with me.
Nice.
I had the Dalmatian. And that was my photo, you know, at minus 45 below.
That's awesome.
And he wasn't liking it.
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah, no. But kudos to everyone who stood in line and got their picture taken out. You know, they've got the 40 below club, and now they're saying the 50 below club.
We're there anyway, you know. Like we care.
Yes, it is cold.
Baby, it's cold outside. Simple as that.
But I think one of the things that I've seen, at least in all the different Facebook groups and in the communities that I'm a part of, is how so many people came together with vehicles breaking down, accidents happening in the ice fog, and, you know, the community, like, that's why we love Fairbanks and that's why we live here, right? Because the community comes together.
You know, on Saturday, about 12 o'clock, I get this phone call from a lady that I know, and her daughter is having problems. She's running out of propane fuel, and she's got about 15 gallons left. She doesn't know when her propane is going to come in, and so she gives me a call because she says, "You always think of things." I go, "Oh." So I said, "Well, we'll have your daughter give me a call, and let me think about this."
Mm-hmm.
So she gave me a call, and I said, "How big is your home?" So she started describing the size of the home. I said, "Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be over there between 1 and 2, and I've got 3 electric heaters. This will keep your home warm. This, whenever my, you know, something happens at my house, goes down, these electric heaters keep my home warm." So I'm on my way there, and she, the daughter texts me, Suburban propane just showed up. So, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
But until it's 40 below, you never know it's going to break. You just don't. Yeah. What I tell people in life, things break at 20 below, and then 40 below, a whole different set of things break.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. So, yeah. But like I said, you know, community came together over the last couple of weeks, and I think this is why we all love Fairbanks and why we all live here.
And you look at what you're doing, your roots of resiliency. Roots of resilience. You know, you're taking up for the individual. You need some internal aspects that get out of your system, or you need help. And everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does. And boom, here's something for you.
Yeah.
So Fairbanks, I encourage you to go to the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition Facebook website. And let's take a look of the agenda on Thursday and Friday, because literally there's something here for any and everyone, if not more than one item.
Yes, very much so.
So then you go into Friday afternoon, youth mentorship.
Yeah, Karen Tabor, who is the coordinator for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska, is actually going to come in and talk a little bit about why youth mentorship is so important. Why is it so important for youth to have mentors? Because it's a protective factor that builds resilience. And that goes under kind of that positive relationship umbrella is.
You know, I was watching a Netflix documentary on Arnold Schwarzenegger, and, you know, 3-part series, how he's coming through, how he came through life, and at the very end he said, "No one goes it alone. Everyone has mentors. Everyone gets help. There is no such thing as going it alone." And here you have, there it is right there, Karen Tabor, youth mentorship, right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just so important to have people to look up to and you know, people that you're always kind of learning from. And to have those positive relationships, it's important as a youth and it's important as an adult.
Now, you guys are saving the best for last for me anyway. Resilience through culinary training by Marissa Pena. Oh, yeah. Resilience, and when I burn something, remember, have no fear of cooking. Pizza's 30 minutes out if you blow it.
Yes, well, I think
who made you the best steak ever?
Dave Pruse.
That's right.
Yes. I'm excited. Marissa Pena is going to come and talk a little bit about resilience through culinary training. She runs a program that accepts people who are wanting to come in and kind of make a fresh start in the community. And
get a background that everyone needs.
Yeah. And give them culinary training. I'm really excited to hear kind of the difference that that getting training in order to be successful and have, you know, get into a successful career, even in the culinary industry, help people find a renewed sense of purpose and independence. And maybe she'll throw in some cooking tips, too, if you want to come for that one.
I just might.
There you go.
You know, I've never taken a cooking class.
I think we've had that discussion before, because I've never taken a cooking class either.
Yeah. So. You just learn by burning.
You learn by doing. Learn by, you know, trying something, and if it doesn't work, I remember the first time you made that quick risotto, and had to try it a few times before you
perfected
the recipe. That's but right. Now I think your risotto is pretty perfect.
Yeah, it's a Fairbanks. When you make risotto, it's a very intensive, hands-on process. So meet me. I got to figure this out where it's not so intensive hands-on. I can do other things. I can have wine with my friends while they're waiting for the risotto. So
yes.
Anyway.
You throw some great culinary experiences.
It's a lot of fun. But resiliency through culinary training. You know, first of all, resilience in anything. And, you know, when you're cooking for someone, they're expecting something fantastic. And the resilience through that, time and time again, was it right? Was it correct? Sometimes not so much. So you have to be resilient. You guys are going to have a great conference. It's this Thursday and Friday. You've been planning this for, 5 months now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all coming together wonderfully. If you're wanting to sign up for the conference, you can go to the Facebook page, and there'll be a link there. And if you don't have access to Facebook or haven't seen one of our flyers or emails that have been going around, you can email info@fairbankswellness.org, and we will get you a link to sign up. We are needing to get our kind of final food count by tomorrow at 5 p.m. So it doesn't mean that you absolutely can't come after that, but we'd really like to get a good solid number of people to make sure that we have enough food there for everyone.
Over a two-day period, you have 12 different lectures and presentations by some exceptional people. Again, there's something here for everyone.
Yes.
We have a minute left. Laura, how do you want to end it?
I just really want to say appreciate you letting us come here on the show and talk about the 2024 Resiliency Conference.
You gave me orders that you were going to be on the show. Let's not be polite here. Let's just tell it how it is.
I said, do you have room?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I did.
But, you know, I'm just really, really looking forward to meeting people that come to the conference and really looking to see the connections that come out of this conference. I mean, you don't go to one of these and not meet new friends, meet new partners, you know, people that you can really make change in the community with. And I'm just really excited for that. So,
Laura, thank you very much for being here. Greatly appreciate it. Always wonderful seeing you. This sounds like a great program for everyone. Fairbanks, go if you can. Appreciate it. Be a part of it. Enjoy it. And I will see you tomorrow. Laura, you have a great day.
You too.